April 20. The Perfect Son. The law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 28, Revised Standard Version. In the book of Hebrews, Christ is unveiled as the unique high priest. Everything about his high priestly role and function is described as better. He is a better priest with a better priesthood. He has a better name. He serves under a better covenant. And he offers a better sacrifice. That which sets Jesus apart as a superior high priest is his perfection. God appointed him to this office as a son who has been made perfect forever. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 28, Revised Standard Version. All priests in the Levitical system were sinful men. Not so with the unique priesthood of Christ. Unlike all other priests, Christ was perfect. Jesus became incarnate while remaining in unbroken communion with the Father and free from any form of sin. This could be said of no other priest. As a priest, the perfect Son is unique because he was holy, blameless, unstained, separate from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26, Revised Standard Version. Since the perfect Son lives forever, his priesthood is also permanent. He always lives to make intercession for us. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, Revised Standard Version. The perfect Son is our perfect high priest and our perfect Savior. The Son who has been made perfect forever is the perfect Son of God and the perfect Son of man. He is also the perfect sacrifice, the perfect Savior, the perfect example, and the perfect high priest. God has given us a perfect model in his only begotten Son, and by beholding him, we shall become changed into his image. Mind, Character, and Personality, Volume 2, page 680. My prayer today. Lord, thank you for your perfect Son and for his perfect salvation. Amen.